I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, don't forget, folks, the email that you're getting every day is now full of hoaxes and scams and phishing expeditions and all kinds of stuff. And to that end, we've posted a bazillion. Okay.
I don't get 10. Fishing expedition ones. I get Viagra ones.
Do you?
Nothing about, hey, come fishing online with us.
No.
No?
No good. There are 8 or 10 very good sources for you to use. Anytime you have a question about anything that comes to you via email, or if you want to report a problem to the Federal Trade Commission, or here's one of my favorites. Purportal.com is a really cool website that has the ability for you to quickly scan four or five good prominent websites for a, let's say you get a warning about,
teddy bear virus.
Something. You can actually put that into their little search engine. It'll search all of the hoax websites and tell you whether it's bunk or not.
It's called The Bunk Stops Here.
Yeah, purportal.com, one of the links that we have on there. It's a pretty cool thing that I highly recommend you check out. Bookmark that, make that one of those places that when you get that junk from your friends that think they're trying to help you, reply to them with a link to that saying, from now on, before you try to tell the whole world that you're going to save them, check it out here first.
Or when you get those free gift certificate offers.
Yeah.
Oh, if you pass this on to all of your friends, we'll give you a free gift certificate.
I've always wondered, I mean, not to be rude, but how does anyone fall for that?
A sucker.
If I forward this to 10 people, what's going to keep track of that? How's that going to be counted?
Hey, it's the internet, dude. Everything's trackable.
Oh
yeah, they're watching us all the time.
Hey,
big sister up there, big brother.
Let's see if we can go fishing with Arnold.
Arnold, he likes to fish. He's got a lure, he's got his bait, he's got his tackle, his line set in.
Arnold, you've been fishing lately?
Yeah, and first time ever, and they got me hook, line, and sinker. It's a PayPal litigation suit.
That's the one Ken was talking about.
Yeah, I never gave him a password, but all I gave him was a home address, so now that they have...
Hang on. The PayPal litigation.
Yes.
That's actually real.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that's not a fishing expedition. That's what I was saying. It's getting confusing now, isn't it? And what I got that one this morning as well, and I looked at it. I said, my immediate thing was, okay, that's another little fishing expedition.
Uh-huh.
But what you can do is actually, first of all, you can view the source of the email where this link is.
Uh-huh.
And you can see if the link itself that they're saying to click on is actually going to PayPal's website. Because, see, in phishing expeditions, when you view the source, you'll see that the link actually goes somewhere else.
I don't think it doesn't go to PayPal's.
It starts off at PayPal's site and then flips you over to...
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, then flips you over to the attorney's.
Right, that's exactly what it did.
Right, which is okay because the only way that would work is if somebody at PayPal allowed that to happen.
Well,
the other thing is, the other tip that'll tell you right away, you notice that there were all kinds of addresses and phone numbers and ways to contact people. The attorneys actually had their stuff up there.
Right.
And so those are other little indicators, because the people that are trying to scam people, they don't
I sent an email to the attorneys, and they sent me an answer from the attorney.
Right. So you're okay. You didn't get scammed. But the fact that you're paranoid about it, that's the good thing.
You bet. It's the only time I ever did one like that.
Right. But again, what you can do is learn. And all those resources that we've posted on our website today, I think they'll all be helpful in getting you prepared with the knowledge on how to look into these things before you respond.
All right. I got one the other day from service.cox.com. I called Cox because they wanted all my information, including password. I wouldn't give it to them. And they said they would never send an email like that.
Right. That's actually a current worm that's pretty sophisticated, can look at who you're using as your ISP, and then it formulates an email that makes it look like it came from your ISP.
Yeah, that's awful.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Remember, never ever click on the link, like the PayPal deal.
Right.
You shouldn't have clicked on any link. You should have typed that in.
Yeah. Because
that's another way to ensure that you're actually going to PayPal's website.
Oh, great.
All right?
Okay. Thanks very much.
Hey, no problem. It's good news for Arnold, huh?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
He didn't get scammed. He didn't get fished.
So if getting fished is when you get tricked into doing something that you think is another thing,
he got
fished. Because he got tricked into thinking that he was tricked into thinking that he was doing something that he wasn't doing.
I believe the Twilight Zone theme might be the appropriate thing at this point, yeah.
He got fished.
Imagine, if you will, a world where email actually was what it said it was.
Arnold, a radio show caller.
Not going to happen.
In another place. In a dimension between here
and the
internet.
And actually, I think it was Tempe.
Next stop, the computer corner.
next stop. How about, we got time for another?
Yeah, we do. Which, how about
Robert?
Robert.
Roberto, you have a compact and you want to play with music.
I want to convert analog music into digital, and I don't know how to do it.
Well, when you say analog, tell me exactly what you're talking about. What do you have?
Cassette.
You have cassettes?
Well, they're all live recordings. I can't buy them in the store.
Not a problem. So you want to know what it's going to take. You're going to have to get a cable from Radio Shack that's going to allow you to plug the RCA cables on the back of your tape deck into the input side of your sound card.
And if you don't have an input side, you can probably try the mic in, which is usually pink on most sound cards.
Now, the thing about the mic in is that's a very low-level kind of input. Okay. So hopefully your tape deck has some control over the output signal, because if it doesn't, you got a problem.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So all you're going to do is plug that into that and then choose the software of your choice to become the recording mechanism.
Something like Music Match allows you to do recording, and that's actually what we use here in the studio. You can actually record a stream that's coming in, or not a stream, excuse me, a sound that's coming in into like an MP3 file.
Right, but in order to get the version that will work with inline, you're going to have to pay. The free version of Music Match will not work. You're going to have to do the pay version, which I think is $20 or something.
But I won't have to change a sound card or anything.
You shouldn't have to. Every sound card since the beginning of electricity, I think, had some kind of input on it.
Yeah, some of them even will have a line in.
Which is the better one to go with the tape deck.
But the Music Match does the analog transfer to digital.
Correct. What it's going to do is it's going to take that feed from your input, and because the computer's receiving that input, your sound card's receiving it, the Music Match software is actually going to take that and convert that real time into generally an MP3 or whatever you decide you want, but MP3 is the most likely.
Now, once you get the tape deck hooked up properly, you should be able to push play on the tape deck and hear the sound or the music or the live recording come through your computer speakers.
And before you go get Music Match and all this other stuff, there is a recorder built into Windows. It's a real, real simple, really not very good.
I think it only does WAVE, which is a huge, big, uncompressed format.
Right, but that's the way to check to make sure that when you've plugged your tape deck in, and you start to play it, that you're actually getting sound into the computer. Just see if you're registering anything in that recorder.
Okay, because these tapes are like 15 years old, and I don't think they can last much longer.
Exactly. It's a great idea. Get them converted over. You can burn them to CD. You can, you know.
And then they're good forever.
Well, that's not necessarily, but they're good for a while.
They're good a lot longer than that tape. Let's put it that way.
That's for sure. Well, thanks for your help, guys.
All right,
good
luck, Robert.
If you get frustrated and you don't want to go that route, there's always services you can hire, too, that can do that for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's also lots of stuff. We've talked about this time and time again on both our television and radio shows, so there's probably, if you dig into the archives of computerproblems.com, you'll find reference to that for tape or old vinyl LPs or, you know, whatever.
All kinds of cool stuff. In fact, if you missed any part of this show, you can check out the resources, the audio archives, and previous shows all at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll around, click around, see what you can find there.
Hey, we didn't get Chad the Spaz on with his email.
Say three words, Chad.
Three Hello. Words. No, three words.
Hello, my peeps.
Yo, yo, yo.
That's the Chad the Spaz section for this time, this segment for this week. I don't believe we have a show next week. I'm not sure, but watch for our announcements on the show status for next week.
And you can subscribe to our newsletter at datadoctors.com. That way you'll know for sure whether or not we're going to be on. We'll tell you there.
Remember, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.